The Civil War series with Dr. James Robertson is underwritten by the Trust Company of Virginia.
Arguments and unsubtle points of fact do much to keep Civil War history alive. For the South in general and for Virginia in particular, a so-called major blunder occurred in the first weeks of the war. Confederate authorities transferred the capital of the new nation from Montgomery, Alabama, deep inside the South, to Richmond, Virginia, barely 100 miles from the center of Northern Territory. But was it a blunder? A number of factors were involved in the decision. The atmosphere of Montgomery did not appeal to Confederate politicians and their wives. Montgomery then was a small, shabby town of 9,000 inhabitants. Not too many years earlier, a team of oxen had drowned in one of the mud holes in the main street. On the other hand, there was the enormous prestige of Virginia. Its presence was considered necessary for the success of the Confederate cause. After all, Virginia was the richest of the southern states, with more white inhabitants, more slaves, and more military-age white males than in any other southern state. Virginia's tobacco fields and factories, its orchards and armories, resources and production centers, made her vital as an asset of war. In addition to the prestige, population, and location of the Old Dominion, it also had Richmond. The city was the third largest in the South, behind only New Orleans and Charleston. Richmond had an 1860 population close to 40,000 people. With its long history and stately public buildings, Richmond was truly imposing. More importantly, it was the closest thing to a manufacturing center as existed in the entire South. Five railroads converged there. The city was an international seaport. The Richmond and Kanawha Canal, built 30 years before the better-known Erie Canal in New York, stretched westward 197 miles and transported more freight to Lynchburg, Lexington, and points in between than did the five railroads combined. With 13 iron foundries, Richmond was the solid leader in iron manufacturing south of the Potomac River. The Tredegar Iron Works, which manufactured over 1,100 cannon during the war, was the southern nation's main source for artillery. The Richmond Armory had the capacity of turning out 5,000 small arms per month. Nearby, the Confederate States Laboratory produced everything from signal rockets and artillery shells to cartridges and percussion caps. In a South that was basically agricultural, the protection of these industries was absolutely imperative. And Richmond could boast of more. It had 8 flour mills, 13 carriage manufacturers, 4 gunsmiths, 2 rolling mills, 13 restaurants, 72 saloons, and 72 physicians. Those last two figures are a strange combination with intriguing possibilities for interpretation. Many historians have criticized the decision to move the southern capital to Richmond because it placed the center of the Confederate government so close to federal territory. These writers missed the point. The protection of Richmond's industrial potential was essential. The city had to be defended to the last whether or not it was a capital. With Richmond so close to the area where the main scene of military action would take place, it did not have far to send supplies, a point that only added to the city's value. Transfer of the seat of government northward from Alabama also put Confederate authorities in closer contact with possible sources of aid in Europe. This change of venue demonstrated to Virginians that all of the South was serious about defending the Old Dominion. Lastly, shifting the capital to Richmond helped eliminate the widespread impression that secession was only a temper tantrum by Southern hotheads in the Deep South. That one city along the James thus became the seat of 4 governments, those of Richmond, Henrico County, Virginia, and the Confederacy. A newspaper editor in 1861 summed up the importance of the capital with the succinct observation, "To lose Richmond is to lose Virginia, and to lose Virginia is to lose the key to the Southern Confederacy."